The Money Answer Book, Quick Answers to Everyday Financial Questions. By Dave Ramsey. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Money Answer Book, Quick Answers to Everyday Financial Questions by Dave Ramsey is a comprehensive guide to financial literacy. It provides readers with the knowledge and tools they need to make sound financial decisions. The book covers topics such as budgeting, saving, investing, debt management, retirement planning, insurance, and taxes. Each chapter includes practical advice on how to manage money in order to achieve long-term financial success. In the first section of the book, Ramsey explains basic concepts such as budgeting and saving for emergencies. He also discusses different types of investments and how they can be used to build wealth over time. He emphasizes that it's important for people to understand their own risk tolerance when making investment decisions. The second section focuses on debt management strategies, including credit cards, student loans, and mortgages. Ramsey outlines ways that individuals can reduce their debts while still maintaining a healthy lifestyle. He also offers tips on how best to use credit responsibly so that it doesn't become an unmanageable burden. The third section looks at retirement planning options such as 401k plans and IRAs. Here he explains why it's important for people of all ages, not just those nearing retirement age, to start thinking about their future needs now rather than later in life. Finally, the fourth section examines insurance policies like healthcare coverage or life insurance policies, which are essential components of any well-rounded financial plan. In this part of the book, Ramsey provides information about what type of policy might be right for each individual reader based on his or her unique circumstances. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Budgeting. Creating a budget is the foundation of financial success. It allows you to track your income and expenses, and make sure you are living within your means. Main idea number two. Savings. Saving money is essential for financial security. It allows you to build an emergency fund, save for retirement, and have money for unexpected expenses. Main idea number three. Debt. Paying off debt is one of the most important steps to financial freedom. It allows you to free up money for other goals and reduce the amount of interest you pay. Main idea number four. Investing. Investing is a great way to grow your wealth over time. It allows you to take advantage of compound interest and diversify your portfolio. Main idea number five. Retirement. Planning for retirement is essential for financial security. It allows you to save for the future and ensure you have enough money to live comfortably in your later years. Main idea number six. Insurance. Having the right insurance is important for protecting your finances. It allows you to cover unexpected expenses and protect your assets. Main idea number seven. Taxes. Understanding the tax system is essential for minimizing your tax burden. It allows you to take advantage of deductions and credits to reduce your tax liability. Main idea number eight. Credit. Building and maintaining good credit is important for financial success. It allows you to access better interest rates and more financial opportunities. Main idea number nine. Estate planning. Estate planning is essential for protecting your assets and ensuring your wishes are carried out. It allows you to create a plan for your assets and designate beneficiaries. Main idea number 10. College planning. Planning for college is important for ensuring your children have the best chance of success. It allows you to save for college expenses and take advantage of financial aid. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Budgeting is an essential part of financial success. It allows you to track your income and expenses so that you can make sure you are living within your means. A budget helps you plan for the future by setting aside money for savings and investments, as well as paying off debt. It also helps keep track of where your money is going each month, so that you can identify areas where spending needs to be cut back or adjusted. Creating a budget requires discipline and dedication in order to stick with it over time. You need to set realistic goals based on what is achievable given your current financial situation. This includes tracking all sources of income and expenses, including bills, groceries, entertainment costs, etc., in order to get an accurate picture of how much money comes in versus goes out each month. Once a budget has been created, it should be reviewed regularly, at least once per month, in order to ensure that it remains up to date with any changes in income or expenses. Additionally, if there are any unexpected costs such as medical bills or car repairs, then these should be accounted for when reviewing the budget. By creating a budget and sticking with it over time, one can gain control over their finances and achieve greater financial security now and into the future. Main idea number 2. Saving money is an important part of financial security. It allows you to build a cushion for unexpected expenses, save for retirement, and have money available in case of emergency. When you save regularly, it can help reduce stress and give you peace of mind knowing that your finances are taken care of. Setting aside even small amounts each month can add up over time and make a big difference in the long run. Creating a budget is one way to ensure that you are saving enough money each month. Start by tracking your income and expenses so that you know exactly where your money is going. Then set realistic goals for how much you want to save each month or year, taking into account any other financial obligations such as debt repayment or investments. Once you have established a savings plan, stick with it. Automating transfers from checking to savings accounts makes it easier to stay on track with your goals without having to think about it every month. You may also consider setting up separate accounts for different purposes such as vacation funds or college tuition payments. Finally, remember that saving isn't just about putting away money, it's also about making smart decisions when spending what little extra cash we do have left after our bills are paid. Consider whether purchases will bring lasting value before buying something new. This could be anything from investing in quality items instead of cheap ones or choosing experiences over material possessions. Main idea number 3. Paying off debt is one of the most important steps to achieving financial freedom. When you pay off your debts, you free up money that can be used for other goals and investments. Additionally, paying off debt reduces the amount of interest you have to pay on those loans or credit cards. This means more money in your pocket each month. The process of paying down debt can seem daunting at first, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Start by making a list of all your debts and their associated interest rates. Then prioritize which ones should be paid off first based on their interest rate. The higher the rate, the sooner it should be paid off. Once you've identified which debts need to be paid down first, create a budget that allows for extra payments towards those accounts each month. You may also want to consider consolidating some of your smaller debts into one larger loan with a lower interest rate so that more money goes toward principal instead of just covering monthly payments. Finally, make sure you stay motivated throughout this process by setting small goals along the way and rewarding yourself when they are achieved. Paying down debt takes time and dedication, but will ultimately lead to greater financial freedom in the long run. Main idea number 4. Investing is a powerful tool for building wealth over time. It allows you to take advantage of the power of compound interest, which means that your money grows exponentially as it accumulates more and more interest. Additionally, investing gives you the opportunity to diversify your portfolio by spreading out your investments across different asset classes such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, and other investments. This helps reduce risk while still allowing you to benefit from potential returns. When investing in any asset class or financial product, it's important to understand how they work and what risks are associated with them. You should also consider factors like fees and taxes when making decisions about where to invest your money. Finally, Be sure to create an investment plan that fits within your overall financial goals so that you can stay on track towards achieving them. Main idea number 5. Retirement planning is an important part of financial security. It allows you to save for the future and ensure that you have enough money to live comfortably in your later years. Retirement planning involves setting aside a portion of your income each month, investing it wisely, and making sure that it grows over time so that when you retire, you will have enough money to cover all of your expenses. You should also consider how much risk you are willing to take with investments and make sure that any retirement savings plan fits within your overall financial goals. When creating a retirement plan, there are several factors to consider, such as how much money do I need for retirement? How long will I be retired? What type of investments should I use? What kind of tax implications come with my investment choices? Additionally, it's important to review your plan regularly and adjust as needed based on changes in the market or other life events. Having a well-thought-out retirement plan can help provide peace of mind knowing that you have taken steps towards ensuring financial security during your golden years. With careful planning and regular monitoring, retirees can enjoy their hard-earned nest egg without worrying about running out of funds before they reach their desired age. Main idea number 6. Insurance is an important part of financial planning. It can help protect you from unexpected expenses and provide peace of mind in the event of a disaster or other unforeseen circumstances. Insurance can also be used to protect your assets, such as your home, car, and investments. Having the right insurance coverage is essential for protecting yourself financially. When selecting an insurance policy, it's important to consider what type of coverage you need and how much you are willing to pay for it. Different types of policies offer different levels of protection at varying costs. You should also make sure that the policy covers all potential risks that could affect you financially. It's also important to review your insurance policies regularly to ensure they still meet your needs. As life changes, so do our needs for protection against certain risks. Therefore, it's wise to periodically review existing policies and adjust them accordingly. Main idea number 7. Taxes can be a confusing and intimidating topic for many people. However, understanding the tax system is essential for minimizing your tax burden. Knowing how to take advantage of deductions and credits can help you reduce your overall liability. It's important to stay up to date on changes in the tax code so that you don't miss out on any opportunities to save money. When filing taxes, it's important to understand which forms are necessary and what information needs to be included. You should also familiarize yourself with common deductions such as charitable donations or medical expenses that may apply to your situation. Additionally, there are often special credits available depending on where you live or work. It's also helpful to know when certain deadlines fall so that you don't miss them and incur penalties or interest charges from the IRS. Finally, if you're ever unsure about something related to taxes, it's best not to guess but rather consult a qualified professional who can provide accurate advice tailored specifically for your situation. Main idea number 8. Building and maintaining good credit is essential for achieving financial success. Good credit can open up a world of opportunities, from lower interest rates on loans to more favorable terms when applying for a mortgage or other loan. It also makes it easier to rent an apartment, get approved for certain jobs, and even qualify for some insurance policies. To build good credit, you need to make sure that all your bills are paid on time each month. This includes any outstanding debts such as student loans or car payments. Additionally, try not to use too much of your available credit limit. Aim to keep the balance below 30% of the total amount available. It's also important to check your credit report regularly so that you can identify any errors or fraudulent activity quickly. You're entitled by law to one free copy of your report every year from each of the three major reporting bureaus: Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Finally, remember that building good credit takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. Be patient with yourself and stay consistent in making timely payments over several months or years until you have established a solid history. Main idea number 9. Estate planning is an important part of financial planning. It involves creating a plan for how your assets will be managed and distributed after you pass away. Estate planning can help ensure that your wishes are carried out and that your loved ones are taken care of financially. It also helps to protect your assets from taxes, creditors, and other potential liabilities. When creating an estate plan, it's important to consider all aspects of the process, including asset protection strategies, tax implications, beneficiary designations, trust creation or modification, powers of attorney documents, and more. An experienced estate planner can help guide you through this complex process so that you have peace of mind knowing that everything is in order. Estate planning isn't just about protecting yourself, it's also about taking care of those who depend on you financially. By having a comprehensive estate plan in place before something unexpected happens, you can make sure that your family members are provided for when the time comes. Main idea number 10. College planning is an important part of ensuring your children have the best chance of success. It involves saving for college expenses, researching financial aid options, and understanding how to apply for scholarships and grants. Planning ahead can help you make sure that your child has access to the resources they need to succeed in college. When it comes to saving for college expenses, start early and save often. Consider setting up a 529 plan or other tax-advantaged savings account specifically dedicated to paying for college costs. Researching financial aid options such as grants, scholarships, loans, and work-study programs can also help reduce the cost of attending school. It's also important to understand how each type of financial aid works so you know what kind of assistance is available and how much it will cost you in the long run. For example, some types of loans may require repayment after graduation, while others may be forgiven if certain criteria are met. Knowing this information ahead of time can help you make informed decisions about which type of aid is right for your family. Finally, don't forget about applying for scholarships. Many organizations offer scholarship opportunities based on academic performance or special interests like athletics or community service activities. Applying early gives students more chances at receiving awards that could significantly reduce their overall tuition costs. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.